This is Chubby Ray Live. And here is your host, Mr. Ray Lytle.
Oh, yeah! What's going on today? Seriously. I wanted to stop by the dollar store to buy some Hostess products. There was like a long line for munchies. I don't get it. I couldn't even get them. Seriously, what's up with the long lines of the munchies? What's up? The long lines of the munchie store. I don't understand it.
Whatever could it be?
Good day, everybody. The 20th of April. Hitler's birthday for you Nazis. Columbine Day. There's a bunch of bad stuff that happened. There's a bunch of really bad stuff that happened on today.
Pretty much.
It really is. You know, this is there's like a bunch of bad stuff. I remember when Gully, you live in England. I'm Ray Lytle, by the way. It's Chubby Ray Live. Welcome to the program. I live in the fine state of Illinois. Gully lives in Liverpool, England. In Liverpool. And Gully, did you hear the story of Columbine?
Oh yeah, I've seen a few documentaries about it. Yeah.
So you know what that's about, right?
Gruesome stuff.
Yeah. When these high school students shot up their whole school.
Yep.
All I remember is a bunch of pothead friends of mine were busy getting stoned on that day, and you know, I know it's weird.
That's really going to kill you, folks, yeah. Getting shot, though,
I remember
isn't it?
The 21st, like, them waking up from their haze going, oh, wow, what happened? Oh. Jim the photographer was a huge pothead. And he used to always say, he would celebrate today like it's some type of holiday. And I would always go, happy Hitler's birthday, Jim. I know you're excited about your idol Hitler having a birthday. He'd get all offended. That's not why I'm excited. I said, yep, Jim loves Hitler's birthday. That's why he celebrates. That's not why I am celebrating. He'd get all angry.
Well, we don't celebrate that here, so that means nothing to me.
It is. There's a myth, okay, there's a myth of what it's about. There's a myth that it's some type of code for the police, which is completely untrue. That is not what it's about. There's a couple of great articles that have come out. One came out last year, then one came out this year. A couple of great articles about what the real meaning behind the 420 is. So it's April 20th. They did all the potheads call it, you know, 420. And I shouldn't say potheads because I know some people that very rarely smoke it, but like today they actually actually sample some.
And they push the boats out.
And I know some guys who are hardcore. They actually wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Wow.
Okay, so that they can have some at 4:20 in the morning.
Which not that I've ever
done. You know, waking up early seems to, I guess, seems to go against everything that the pothead stands for. I don't get that.
No, that is pretty weird.
But Jim the photographer would do that. Jimmy would wake up, okay? Jimmy would wake up at 4 in the morning so he can smoke on his hookah at 4:20. He'd want to hit the hookah.
What's that?
And he would make the point of every single pot-smoking apparatus. I'm sure there's people in the chat room would probably, you know. Hell, I could see one guy is just putting up a bunch of pot stuff. Not stuff in his camera. So I'm sure that they are familiar with this. But Jimmy had several apparatuses that he used to smoke pot. He had a hookah. He had a bong. He had his pipe, or he had another type of pipe. He had his one-hitters. One of his one-hitters looked like a cigarette.
I've seen them.
He had some type of, what the hell was it called? It was some machinery.
A vaporizer.
Yes. Yes, it was a vaporizer. He put a plastic bag over his head. I'm not lying. That's what he would do. He would put a huge bag over his head and smoke weed. It was the strangest thing. In fact, I think there's a video of Jimmy explaining how to use a vaporizer still on YouTube to this day.
Nice.
I'm serious. Somebody should check out Jim the Photographer and Vaporizer and see if it still exists. But it was pretty popular a few years ago. So he would make a point of, at some point, smoking weed through every one of his apparatuses throughout the day.
Lots of effort for you.
Yeah. He was worthless on the April 20th every year. I mean, worthless. He would come in to do the show, he'd be out of it by the time the show started. Because usually Jimmy would wait till the show was over before he started getting, stoned.
Mm-hmm.
And he was, by the 8 o'clock hour, he could barely, sit.
He could not function.
He was wanting to lay on the floor and eat Twinkies is what he was wanting to do. I'd like to get Mikey out to tell a story, or Bodine, or one of those guys. But one day on the old show, when I was doing the old morning disaster show, Jimmy was so stoned on April 20th, somebody brought in donuts.
Oh.
We had a guest come in for something, and somebody brought donuts in. And he ate like half a box of, and he was supposed to be dieting, but he ate half a box of donuts.
You'd be surprised how easily things like that can happen.
Oh, he was loving it. He was loving it.
I've been known to eat a full trifle.
Well, yeah, but you're obese, and you like to, his eating stemmed from the pot use. He normally would not eat an entire box of donuts.
Hmm.
I'm serious. This was one of these huge boxes that had several dozen in it.
Imagine being fat and having the munchies, right?
This is why I can't do pot. This is why I don't do any. I can't do drugs. Are you kidding? Look how fat I am now. Could you imagine if I did drugs? Oh my God. I'd be like Richard Simmons would be paying for someone to pull me out of the house with a crane. I'd be on Maury Povich. They'd be cutting down a wall, digging me out.
Rolling you onto the floor.
Richard Simmons would be crying next to my bedside. Tabloids would put me on little motorcycles. Have me ride around.
Guinness Book of Records.
That'd be horrible. I'm big enough as it is. I couldn't imagine being, I couldn't imagine being on weed. Good Lord. I've seen what it did. Well, like, I know guys that I played in bands with and stuff who never smoked or never ate. Then when they smoke pot, they get so hungry.
Mm.
Like, we'd get some chicken. We'd get, like, some type of chicken before the gig.
Mm.
And we'd have the chicken there, and then the one guy in our band was playing drums. And he went out and smoked weed with these listeners. This is before the gig. Then he came back in, and I went to change, and there was, the 6 pieces of Kentucky Fried Chicken. And I went to change, then I was going to grab a piece of chicken, get a little protein, I went to change. By the time I came back, there's like 1 piece left. I'm like, what happened to all the chicken? And the drummer just has, Kentucky Fried Chicken bits all over his shirt, and his hands are all greasy.
At least he could have concealed himself with a lemon wipe.
Oh, brother, I was hungry.
Well, as for me, I can...
I'm surprised he didn't eat the lemon wipe. What do you mean?
Great. Afters.
Yeah.
I cannot confirm or deny whether or not I am a pothead.
Oh, I know you are. I just... 420 is not the same thing over there in England? You guys don't
No, know? It's... Every day's 420 in that case.
The story I read, it's pretty interesting. There were these guys in California, I can't remember what school, they went to a high school, and they had some type of practice, like football or basketball practice or whatever, and they would sneak away right after practice. It would end at 4:20. Like, their mm-hmm. practice would end at 20 minutes after 4 o'clock. So they would always say, hey, meet you at 4:20.
Oh.
And because that's what time it got done, they actually started calling it the 420 Club. This is honest to God. This is the story is now becoming known how they actually got to do it. It has, and so the rumor got started because one of these magazines, one of these High Times-like magazines, they did a story years ago about something to do with the Grateful Dead and the police code for a smoking pot in progress is 420. By the way, that's not the police code. They don't have like a code for someone smoking in progress. It's non-existent. The 420 code doesn't, but that's the story that everybody goes like, oh, that's the pot code. That's the code. No, it had to do with these guys that were athletes. And then when April 20th came around, they realized the significance of the 420, and word spread. And this is like in the 60s, I guess, early 70s. Mm-hmm. And then word spread, and it you know, legend took over. And then they all went to a Grateful Dead concert, and one thing led to another. And then the story of the police code came out, and blah, blah, blah. So and over the last 10, 15 years...
An urban myth. Urban myth built around facts.
Over the last 15 years, it has become this big urban myth. It's become this underground sort of holiday.
The dark side.
Yeah, it really has. I mean, it's got to be one of the least productive work days for companies.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people are totally stoned right now. Totally bummed. Yeah. And they pull out the good stuff, you know.
Oh, yeah. They keep the special stash for today.
Yeah. You listen. It's like on Thanksgiving, you don't eat a cheap turkey. You know what I mean? You eat the good turkey.
Oh, yeah.
It's the same thing with 420. You know, you smoke like the good stuff, like the stuff from Vancouver or whatever. That stuff that's really highbrow.
The stuff with the funny name you don't that costs like $5 more.
Yeah, you don't smoke the cheap, stinky stuff from Alabama or whatever.
Is it bunk?
I don't know. I have no idea. I know there's different names. I certainly wouldn't know. But, yeah, this is when you smoke, like, the good stuff. Now, you smoke the stuff with the good names, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Stuff that have, like,
the better
gold.
The name, the more expensive.
Yeah, it's
got to
have, like,
costs.
Gold in the title, you know, like. You know. And it's got to be from Canada. It's got to be from one of the seas. From Canada. Canada or Colombia. Carousel. What is that? Carousel? I can't remember. Cuba.
Begins with C, that's extra money. Just lie and say it comes from there.
If it starts with C, it costs more. Or V, for Vancouver and Venezuelan pot. I think that costs more, too. But the Colombian used to be the most expensive. When I was like a kid, they would always go, hey, man, this is Colombian. Really?
Nice.
So I got to be honest, they don't make a lot of...
Do you know what? It's
Colombia
so much simpler
pretty messed
over here.
Up. I'm not sure I want that.
It's so much simpler over here. You go to someone, have you got pot? They say yes, and you buy it. They don't call it something silly. You buy it.
No, they have names. They have names here now. We got to remember, like in California, we've legalized it. Well, we've legalized medicinal pot. And I guess the stuff, I guess the medical marijuana is really, really, you know.
The good stuff.
Yeah, I guess some of it's really good. You know what? They need to just go ahead. They legalize it. What the hell?
Obama should announce it, smoking the fat one.
Listen, I think...
On the White House lawn.
Obama's a black guy. You know he smoked a little weed in his life. You know, you know he has partaken in the...
He has inhaled.
Yeah. Yes. In fact, I believe when he was asked if he inhaled, he goes, I inhaled... I expelled, I inhaled again, I expelled again. I think on the campaign trail, if I'm not mistaken, he actually came clean and said while in college he inhaled quite often.
It's allowed.
Which, by the way, shows how much times changed. You know, Clinton and Bush were doing that stuff. Come on. Bush was a huge cokehead. Come on.
Bush was coked off his head for quite
a while. Come on, you know he was doing fine. Years. Enough. Come on. Pot's nothing to him. Oh, yeah, I did that.
Yeah. That's why he has a heart attack.
Bush never had a heart attack, did he?
No. No, but the...
Oh, you're talking about Clinton?
Thing he did. Clinton did, and yeah. You know he had everything.
Oh, yeah, well.
Yeah. Well, he wouldn't stick a cigar up there unless he was on something, right. Come on.
Yeah. So, you know, in the White, who knows, maybe in the White House they're even toking up a little bit.
Yeah, on a Wednesday.
Listen, you got to try some of this. Listen, this is good stuff. You're probably toking it up.
Can you imagine some of the laws they try and come up with stoned?
Yeah. Can I say get a law passed to try a little grass?
Some free KFC.
Yeah, so...
Through the hours of 8 p.m.
Look for laws to get passed today, like lower tax on Hostess products. Dude, Twinkies cost way too much money. We got to do something about this. Medicinal marijuana will be covered by health care reform. I'll tell you, it looks like this administration wouldn't mind allowing it. I don't know if they're going to get it done. There's no way the Republicans are going to allow freaking legalized marijuana. You can't even get the Republic. The Republicans are now fighting financial reform.
Do you know what? You want to.
By the way, they fought health care, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Which, you know, included, like, you know, giving health care to children.
Mm-hmm.
They fought that. Now they're trying to pass. They're in the stage of developing and trying to pass health care reform. I mean, financial reform, which would keep these banks from doing everything they did to get us in the predicament that we're in now.
Mm-hmm.
And the Republicans are against it. There's nothing they're not against. I mean, I have a feeling that Obama could announce, listen, we found a cure for cancer. And we're going to give everybody a shot to make the cancer go away. But we need to pass it in the Senate and the House. I have a feeling the Republicans would fight against it because it came out of Obama's mouth.
Yep.
They fight everything. But yet, by the way, they never propose. They don't propose a goddamn thing. You never see them propose. All I want to see is them going, hey, listen, here's our plan. We want to put this up. They never turn anything in. The party of no. No. Say yes once. Let us at least pretend you care. Pretend.
Well, if he tries today, they might get a yes.
Pretend. Today's a good day too, you know.
Yeah, let that in. Yeah.
Obama might be toking it up. You might get something through. Who knows?
Get me some pizza, and it's a yes.
So, I picked up my mother today.
The saga continues.
And I did get some audio. But it is on my phone, and I have not transferred it. So I'll actually have to play it tomorrow, but my mother was complaining about black people. Today in my car, Gully, she was complaining about black people.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, I got it on tape, too.
Well, this weekend I'm looking forward to seeing lots of members of family and hardly ever see drunk.
What's going on this week? What's happening this week?
My sister's new baby's getting christened, so everyone will be drunk and irritating.
You Catholics love to baptize people then drink.
Them Catholics, I'm going because I have to.
Well, I'm just saying, they love the Catholics, and then the other ones are the Jewish. The Jewish people, they love the bar mitzvah and drink.
Oh, they well, just my family in general just love to drink.
It is amazing. Religion does seem to go hand in hand with drinking, doesn't it?
Alcoholism.
Oh, hell, everything goes hand in hand. Hand in hand with drinking.
If it's the Catholic religion, small children go hand in hand with it quite recently.
So your new nephew that you've got,
yep.
Right? He will be baptized, and then the whole family will drink afterwards, right?
Mostly to excess, I would imagine.
And then try to drive home?
No. there'll be designated drivers, and most people live locally, so they'll just stumble home.
So I didn't know. I didn't know if, you know.
They were drink drivers.
Will the parents of the child drink?
Well, it's they're having the get-together in the house, so.
Oh, yeah. Well, they'll be hammered then. They don't have to drive home.
Oh, no.
Will your mother, the grandmother, will she get drunk?
More than likely.
Yeah. Sounds like it's going
to
be good.
I look forward to that.
Gotta get some audio of that.
Have a look for the strange pictures that appear
drunk
on Saturday.
Drunk English people talking. Couldn't understand the damn thing they're saying. Can't wait for that. Can't wait for the Facebook photos to come.
I shall be posting.
Will you end up with a bag on your head again or some stupid pose?
I do that sober, right? Don't need to be drunk to wear things on my head. You should know that by now.
Hey, by the way, Picture of Gully is up on the Facebook page, the Chubby Ray Live Facebook group. I made you an administrator of that group.
Thank you.
You
I shall
now
add
post
my unique bits.
You can post, my friend.
I shall post.
Aren't you fortunate? And we do have... tonight, my daughter has... she has her play tonight.
Sounds like fun.
So this is a big thing, you know. She's got some kind of, the whole second grade has a play. I don't know how many kids are in the second grade. Hey, how many kids are in your second grade?
230.
230 wow. kids?
In second
That's
grade,
a lot of kids.
What kind of play has 230 people in it?
I have no idea.
Are all the kids in the play?
Yes.
And you learned your lines?
Yes.
And do all the kids have lines?
No, because you...
So, not, but you're one of the kids that have lines.
Yes, but you have a choice. You have a choice if you want to be, like, in a line, like, to be in a...
no idea what you're talking about. Do you have lines, yes or no?
Yes.
You memorize them?
Yes.
All right. That's my girl. Will you give us one of the lines? Give us one of the lines.
There's always someone's back to scrub when three of you are in the tub.
Always someone's back to scrub when three of you are in a tub.
Is this the hot tub? Hot tub?
Are you doing hot tub time machine?
No.
Do you go back in time from the hot tub? That would be cool.
We're doing three of a kind.
Oh. So you're in a tub?
Yes, we're the 3 minutes.
Not sure I like. I gotta be honest. I'm not sure.
It sounds a bit strange.
I don't know if I like this play. Who are you?
Is there any?
Who are you in the tub with?
Priest involved?
There's like it's. We have the tub and it's made of like a. It's like a box thing.
So you're in the tub.
Yes.
Well, good for. I'm looking forward to seeing it. I'm looking forward to seeing it.
The Three Musketeers are funny. They like come out and they're like they're all bonking to each other and.
Give me a kiss. All right, go have fun. My daughter is, 200 some odd kids in a play. Oy.
Spoiler alert. Spoiler
alert. It's going to be long.
It's going to be a hot tub.
Spoiler alert. It's going to be long.
Ugh. Unlucky. You can pretend you like it, but you know you don't.
Hey.
Ugh.
Well, this could, it could be, you know, it could be fun. You know?
Yeah, if you can actually hear the kids over the parents in the background going, that's my son! Like the 200.
I hope that doesn't happen. I hope we don't have a lot of that.
Ugh.
My daughter should be good, though.
Seems to memorize their lines.
So I guess not every kid has a speaking part good, because... 200 of my kids, that could get along, right? Ugh.
Yeah, just a bit.
Good for her. She's like her old man. She's a ham. Just like me. She's like me. She can ham it up. You know? No problem doing that. So I got to do that. That's happening. She's supposed to be... she's supposed to be there like at 6, so I don't know how I'm going to make it. I might have to go in separate cars or something. You know what I mean? Either that or in the show earlier. I don't know. We'll figure it out.
Go buy Hot Tub.
We will have to figure it out. Yeah, so they're doing the play Hot Tub Time Machine tonight.
Sounds good.
Should be pretty good. It's going to rock. second graders doing Hot Tub Time Machine. That's going to be cool.
You want to watch your school doesn't get sued out of existence.
Meanwhile, you and I, we have to do, we've got good stuff. We have one of America's favorite segments, Gully.
Ooh.
Do you know what we have?
What do we have, right?
Not so true facts.
Nice.
Yeah, that's what we have, my friend. Not so true facts.
Looking forward to that.
Can hardly wait. So, I don't know. Shall we start it? I guess
now's a good time.
Some people have never, you know, some people probably don't know not so true facts.
Some people don't even know who we are. And they
yeah,
just turn
it's
up.
True. I guess, yeah, because we are, you know, there's a lot of new people that have never heard us on, that listen to us on Rocktown Radio and stuff. They've never heard us, so. We do
listen
a segment.
You will learn.
We do a segment called Not So True Facts, a quite popular segment, I might add. And on Not So True Facts, well, it's just what it says.
Exactly what it says on the tin.
They're not so true. They're, not so true facts. All right, Gully, we're ready for
Not So True Facts.
That's right. All right, Not So True Facts. Gully, it is a fact. A fact. There is nothing that corporate America likes to see in job interviews more than face tattoos.
Not so true.
They love that.
I bet you didn't know that. They love the face tattoos.
Can I love
them. Oh, yeah, that's the best. Gully, it is a fact that nothing turns a woman on like stalking. Chicks totally dig when guys follow them everywhere or show up unannounced wearing nothing but an overcoat and dark socks.
Not so true.
Oh, they love it. Nothing gets a woman hotter than that, my friend. Gully!
Yes, Brett.
Dell Computers recently reported that 68%, it's a fact, 68% of overall errors are committed by computer users. The other 32% of errors are committed by Alfonso Soriano.
Not so true.
Nothing like a baseball joke to get an English guy confused. Golly, it's a fact! Senate Minority Leader John Boehner does not use a tanning bed to get that dark leathery skin of his.
Shami.
Yes, the skin is actually caused by the skin baking. That's right. It bakes a little bit each time he meets with the devil to discuss the GOP anti-healthcare and financial reform strategy.
Not so
like
very hot down there. Gully!
Yes, right.
It is a fact that cubic zirconium is French for honey, the stuff you're doing in the bedroom is not dirty enough to warrant an actual diamond.
Not so true.
I bet you didn't know that. You should learn French. Gully! It's a fact! 4 out of 5 dentists don't give a shit what type of gum you chew.
Not so true.
Gully!
Yes, right.
A couple more left. Because of a lack of funding, the United States government will now use new rules to determine whether you are now old enough for Social Security. These rules include, these symptoms include arthritic knees, diminished hearing and eyesight, incontinence and or impotence, and thinking Jay Leno is funny.
Not so true.
And last but not least, Gully.
Yes, sir.
It is a fact. A fact. That the meaning of the term white trash is actually expanded and stretched a little bit every time Snooki from the Jersey Shore gets out of the tanning booth.
Not so true.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. This has been the one, the only...
Not So True Fast.
Ah, the one and only Chubby Ray Live. It's the Itchy Pickles, Lesbian Rocker, Chubby Ray Live. We're back in a second.
Yeah!
Chubby Ray Live. I'm Ray along with Gully.
Howdy.
Happy Tuesday. Happy Tuesday, people. I'm trying to talk. If you're watching the show live, I know most of you get the podcast, but if you are watching the show live, I'm trying to talk Surfer Girl into camming up in the actual chat and video page. By the way, several ways to get the show. I know many of you get the podcast. We appreciate you downloading the podcast from ChubbyRay.com or the many pages where it's available. We appreciate you getting the Stitcher mobile app, which we love.
Yeah.
You know we love the Stitcher mobile app.
It's one of the best out there.
It really is great, by the way. That's how I listen to the show today. I listened to yesterday's show on the Stitcher mobile app. I'm the drive to get my mother from her job today because I had to pick her up. So I'm merely a I'm just
chauffeur.
I'm a chauffeur. Yeah.
Yeah.
You also can get video replays available at ChubbyRay.com, or you could watch video on the front page through Ustream, where we are over 200,000 viewers.
Woo!
That's pretty sweet. That many people have checked us out. That's kind of cool. Or now you go to the chat and video room, which is now Rocktown Radio, which is pretty cool. When you go to the chat and video room, we're on Rocktown Radio, and we're actually using their chat room.
So nice to meet
a bunch of crazy people from all over. Yeah, they're really nice people.
Yep.
A lot of them are stoned. I think a lot of them are smoking weed today for the whole pot holiday.
Yeah. Some people are so stoned, they're not
even
showing video.
A lot of them are pretty stoned, to be honest.
They're not even showing video, they're that stoned.
I'm pretty sure Wolf's not camped up because, you know, he doesn't want the police to see him token.
Yeah, he's high as a kite.
He's flying.
Yep.
We are trying to get a Surfer Girl to cam up. Because she always looks hot. She always looks hot. And, you know.
Something to look at.
Something to look at. I'm liking that. Mm. And so anyway, if you want to call the show, you can do that. You can pick up the phone and dial 217-883-4667. That's 217-883-4667. All right? If you want to call it. I'd love to talk to you. We also have a lot of stuff going on. A couple cool things. Larry David announced that he will be doing another season of Curb Your Enthusiasm.
I love that show.
Isn't it a great... You know what? Isn't it just a great show?
He's nailed the embarrassment factor. He's nailed it.
The last season of Curb Your Enthusiasm with the whole Seinfeld reunion, that was... You know what? That was fantastic. That really was great.
Yeah, it was a good series.
You know what? That was just great, great television. Yeah, that was great.
I enjoyed it. It was really funny.
That was awesome. So he announced that. I like that. So there's a bunch of other stuff in the news. I want to get to this, though. This is kind of interesting. They have a list. Forbes, all right. Magazine has come up with the list of the top 10 U.S. cities in free fall.
Well, that's happy news.
Because so many the Rocktown Radio listeners. Now, listen, the majority of our listeners come from Central Illinois. I'm not pretending they don't. The majority of listeners have listened to me on FM for years and now listen on the internet, and they've heard us here in Central Illinois forever, and I thank them. But Rocktown Radio gives us listeners from all over the country. And Gully, you're from England, so we get them from all over the world.
I bring them in from over there, too.
Your little Scouser friends popping in.
Yes.
So anyway, you never know if some of these cities, if we have listeners that are living in some of these cities that are going to shit. So I want to... and you might not know that your city is going to shit. And you see, and so I will help you learn that your city is in fact going, you know, to shit.
So how we should label it is we are the shit public service.
Well, according to Forbes magazine, they have a list of it. So Gully, if you were to move to the United States, these are the cities you should not move to. All right?
Avoid like the plague.
In fact, for me, these are more than likely the cities where I will be offered the chance to work, with my luck.
Oops.
So here we go. The top 10 United States cities in free fall. Now, there's six metrics that Forbes used to come up with this list. Percent of its median home price that has fallen since its individual peak. All right. Median home price fallen. How many people moving in and out of the metro area? And percentage change in unemployment. All right.
Okay.
Like which places have increased the most unemployment, have the most unsold house, blah, blah, blah. So here we go. Number 10, Gully. I feel like we need a drum roll or something.
Number 10,
Providence, New Bedford, Fall River, Rhode Island / Massachusetts. Right there, Providence, Rhode Island. This is right there on the border. Providence, Gully, gone to shit. Congratulations, Providence. Coming in at number 10, Providence, Rhode Island. Yeah, I need my, you're right.
We need noise.
Yeah, I got to get my, my sound effects.
My sound effect mimicking is awful.
Right, I got to get my, if I can find it. Hold on. We have switched computers, so I don't know if I, have it or not. Let's see. Yeah, I don't see it. I want to get my, I don't see that. It would work perfectly here, wouldn't it?
It was an epic fail on the epic fail.
Yeah, it was, we need the epic fail sound effect right now.
Yes, and we epically failed.
Yes, because we just, here we go. Number, coming in at number 10, Providence, Rhode Island. Alrighty. Coming in at number 9, Gully.
Number 9.
Unbelievable. This shocks me. This is the city that they used to say was recession-proof. Not anymore. Even the price of hookers is going up. Coming in at number 9, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Wow.
How did Las Vegas... Are you serious?
Viva Las Vegas.
How did Las Vegas go to hell? Coming in at number 6. There's a tie. Oh, boy.
Ooh.
There's a tie.
It's a shit tie.
Between Sacramento and Roseville, California.
Oh.
And... So Sacramento, Roseville, California, and also at number 6 with a tie, another city that people thought was recession-proof, Orlando, Florida. Who would have thought, Las Vegas in Orlando?
No.
Have both gone to hell?
You think they'd be affluent, but obviously not. They've gone to shit.
Gully, I am shocked to say there was another city... making this a three-way tie for sixth place.
Ooh.
Los Angeles, Long Beach, and Santa Ana, California, also at number 6. Congratulations!
The shit list continues.
How did L.A. and Long Beach... Seriously?
So... These are cities that you would think.
The cities
if
that
that goes wrong,
have gone to hell.
The country's gone to shit.
Yeah.
So, it's not looking good.
And you know, a lot of these are warm weather cities, by the way, except for Providence. But California, Orlando, Las Vegas, L.A., these are warm weather cities. Number 5, also a warm weather city. This is a shame. It's a city I'd love to live in. Coming in at number 5. Phoenix, Arizona. Wow.
That'll be dried shit.
Coming in at number 4, Gully. Number 4. On a list of cities going to hell. Jacksonville, Florida. Excuse me. I'm excited there.
It sounded like it was going to be good, but then.
By the way, I blame the Jaguars. They, you know, they've gone to hell. That's a bad football team. I think that has ruined people. Coming in at number three, Gully.
Number three.
Riverside, San Bernardino, and Ontario, California. You know, Pickett lives in Ontario. That's one of the reasons he's moving back.
It's Arnold's fault.
Because it has gone to hell. You know, this is weird because L.A. and Long Beach and Riverside and San Bernardino and Ontario, they're not that. They're probably within an hour of each other. Server Girl's from there, right? Server Girl, what's the difference between in distance between like L.A. and Ontario? Isn't it like an hour? I don't think they're that far apart.
They're in the same general
Good
area.
Good Lord, why would anyone? So much for moving out there.
Yeah.
Coming in at number two, and this shocks me too, because this seems like a very nice area. I blame Tiger Woods. Coming in at number two, Tampa Bay, St. Petersburg, and Clearwater, Florida.
Stinking up the joint.
Poolside, big listeners. Live. We got a bunch of the Cheddar, Poolside Pat, Noid.
Time to move, folks.
Winus, they all live down there.
I'm glad he lives there, but everyone else move.
And and number one, the number one city that has gone to shit is a city, by the way, that I could be living. In fact, I would be, boy, you know what? I was this close to being offered a 5-year contract in 2005 to work at a radio station in this city. It fell apart at the last second, which means the contract would have run out with me living in this city when it is the number one worst place in America to get a job. Coming in,
shitty
number
city.
One. Miami, Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
This city.
Congratulations. When it is the number one worst place in America to get a job. Coming in,
shitty
number
city.
One. Miami,
congratulations.
Fort. Somebody had. By the way, not on the list, Detroit.
Maybe all the bailouts for the car industry is fixed.
No, it's because Detroit was this shitty before.
So
they were in hell before the recession started.
So it's new shitty cities, not
constantly
shitty
cities.
By the way,
Florida and California. Wow.
That's unexpected.
Wow.
Las Vegas as well.
Unbelievable. Yeah, who'd have thought Las Vegas and Orlando would ever get, you know?
Well, the shit's hit the fan, right?
No,
time to move.
No Midwestern cities up on the list. No cities from the Midwest. Not a one.
I'd say most cities are probably in the same boat anyway.
It's
let's
pretty
be honest.
Sad because I live in the Midwest. It's pretty crappy.
Can't get any worse, yeah. Man.
It's amazing how many warm weather areas, too.
Right? Yeah, that's strange.
Oh, well, there you go. Not a lot of cold weather areas.
There's no one living there. It's cold.
I know.
It's white.
I'll tell you, I got to be honest. If you're going to be unemployed, though, wouldn't you rather be unemployed somewhere warm than somewhere?
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Especially the places...
Right?
Especially the places that have medicinal weed.
Yeah. Well, Kelly, you'd say it's worth the unemployment. It's worth the fact that you wouldn't have a job in order to live in California because they have the medicinal... Because you can go to the doctor and say you're depressed for not having a job.
Yep.
And get the weed. Well,
it's a vicious
go.
Cycle, right? Smoke weed, eat food,
That's,
get fatter.
Yeah.
It continues and continues.
It's not bad, my friend.
Until I eventually die.
That's not bad. It's a good way to, It's a good way to go.
It's a good way to have an early grave, I suppose. Yeah. You eat yourself to death.
Why not? Why not, my friend?
And I like the sound of them American sweets.
Hook it up. Mm. I guess all you got to do is go to the doctor and say you're depressed or something, and they...
I want to die.
They get you a prescription for some weed.
Yeah, and then you get that funky card that you can just show policemen if they pull you. Look, I can smoke pot.
Well, yeah, I don't. You can't listen. No, you can't smoke it while you're driving. Yeah, I think you got to smoke it. You got to smoke it at home and stuff.
So can't you walk down the street just token away?
No, I think I'm not sure. I think you got to smoke it at home.
Oh, well, that's no different than now, where it's illegal.
Well, except you're legal when you do it. I'm not sure. You know, we should call one of the... there's got to be a legalized pot shop, right, that'll answer questions.
Yeah. Well, it's no... I don't know whether if it was legal in this country, whether I'd actually buy it, though. Maybe part of the allure is the fact that it is illegal.
I don't know.
No, I'd just buy it anyway. I'm kidding myself. Right. I'd buy it anyway, whether it's legal or not. I like it. What can I say?
I want to call one of these places. I'd like to call one. Somebody give me the phone number for...
a dispensary.
Yeah. Here's some of the pot you can buy, the illegal weed you can buy in California. Demon Passion Smoke. Demon Smoke, Panama Red, Ono Buds, Hawaiian Hybrid, Blueberry Haze, Blaze Herbal Legal, Nitro Herbal Smoke, Black Russian, Fusion.
This is why things cost more, right? That's coming over here.
Wooden Herbal, Dank Herbal. Sativa Herbal.
Do you know if someone walked up to me walked up to any pothead in Liverpool and said, I've got a bag of Demon Smoke, would you like to buy some? He would get punched in the face. And then he would get his drugs taken off him. And then he would be like,
really?
It's just pot. It's just pot, people.
Oh, we need that. We need, you know. We need a call. Give me a number for a place.
Let's have a look.
Who was that guy yesterday that was the Google expert?
Yeah, we need him.
Remember there was a guy that was in the chat room who was Mr. Google? He was sending
Mr. Stone.
Getting us stuff. Somebody give me the phone number. I need a phone number to a business that sells pot. Legally. Because I want to ask a couple of things. I want to find out what you can and cannot do. Of course you can't drive. I mean, I would think that you can't drive.
Do you think that more people go to the doctor on this particular day trying to get medical marijuana? Some people just say, oh, I've hurt my leg. Oh. Well, it's 420 day, isn't it?
I don't know. Here's a place called Mike's Smoke Shop in Hollywood, California. Want to try to call them?
Yeah.
All right.
I'll try not to talk.
Oh, good. Now people are putting things. People are putting numbers in. Thank you. Look at that. Boy, asking you shall receive, my friend.
It's all about taking part.
Hell yeah. All right, let's see here if I can.
I bet you if we asked for a pizza place, they'd all put 12 numbers in by now.
Yeah, one of those too.
Mm.
All right. So we can call this place?
We got to know.
Of course, we are calling head shops. I don't know how.
Why are they called head shops?
I don't know. Because potheads use them.
Maybe.
Right, that's why. No, that's why. Heads use them, right? Come on.
It's a crab name for a shop.
Right, let's call
Mike's Smoke Shop, hello?
Hi, is this Mike's Smoke Shop?
Yes, it is.
Hi, how you doing? My name is Ray from the radio show Chubby Ray Live.
Hi.
Happy for
Can I? I'm so sorry. I'm finishing with the class. Can I put you on hold for
go
the
right,
minute?
Yes. Go right ahead. Go right ahead.
Thank you.
Do you think Pink Floyd is the hold music?
I was wondering if it's Pink Floyd of the Dead or something.
Yeah.
And if not, they really should. Don't you think they should? You know?
Yeah. Light My Fire by the Doors.
Yeah, maybe, you know. I'm thinking a little Sugar Magnolia by the Dead or something.
What is she doing? That must be a big bag of weed. Carrying the pound of weed to a guy.
I love her accent. I do love her accent.
She should put the pound of weed into a trunk of the car. Selling it to a Mexican man.
Hey, hold on.
Watch out.
I'm selling somebody some weed, so hold on.
It'd be funny if she got raided by the feds.
I don't know because it's legal. I don't think they don't raid them. It's legal there.
No, I think they still do, you know.
This is in Los Angeles.
No, it still goes on.
The pot is legal.
Yeah, but isn't it two different types of law there? And
I know.
You get raided by the federal law or something.
Well, there's feds in their states, but the feds very, very rarely supersede the states. All right.
Well, at least we could have got hold music.
You know this chick is stoned and probably
she's watching Cheech and Chong.
Between stoned and ADD, you know, that's a horrible combination. Oh man, I know I was supposed to do something. God.
She's crying now. I wish I could remember.
Oh, God, what was it? Oh, my God, I know. Someone was on the... is that a Twinkie?
Oh.
God.
She's got a face in a trough full of Twinkies.
Oh.
She's forgotten about us, right?
Let's give her another hour or so. Another hour. Give her another minute. Give her another minute.
Give her another week.
Yeah. We'll find out. Get to the bottom of it. Hello.
What's she serving the customer? The
customer is paying money. We're not paying anything, so you can see why they, you know.
The customer's buying a pound.
We're not paying them to talk to them. The customer's giving them money.
Well, the customer's always right, and in this case, high. Right.
God, I just had a dream. The phone rang.
It was way trippy, man.
Did it really ring? Do you think it's a prerequisite that you actually smoke weed in order to work at a weed shop?
I suppose you'd have to.
I know guys that work at comic shops, and they have to read comic books, you know.
Yeah, but surely you've got to be in the right frame of mind to, like, sell people weed. Because you'd have to inspect the cars.
Yeah, but you've
got to...
Listen, when you go, don't you have to, when you go to places and you ask somebody, if someone working there, like you go to a stereo shop, the guy better know about stereo shops, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So you would think that the people in the weed shops, they know what the weed's like.
Well, I'd like every weed dispensary to be run by Cheech Marin. It's good shit, man. You know,
that's the most horrible Cheech Marin impersonation I have ever heard.
Well, coming from someone who lives thousands of miles away with completely different accent.
That is the worst impersonation of a Hispanic pothead in the history of mankind.
Wow, well, thank
you. I'm going to call this other one the number they put up for the place in San Diego.
Right. If it wasn't high, maybe I'd pull it off.
We're calling the Nuggetry.
Sounds very interesting.
The Nuggetry.
What a busy day for them, right?
Nugget Tree or Nugget Tree that grows.
Nuggetry San Diego, this is Ian.
Hey, Ian, how you doing, man?
All right, how you doing?
Hey, Ian, this is Ray Lytle from the show Chubby Ray Live. Can I ask you a couple questions?
All right.
I'm from Illinois. We don't have legalized marijuana here. So you guys have in California. I want to get some of the laws that you guys, for example, where are you allowed to smoke pot in California?
You know, I can't really even answer those questions.
Really? I mean, you can't even tell me what the law says?
What the law?
Like, I know that marijuana, they have legalized medical marijuana. Do you have a prescription for it? Are you only allowed to smoke it at your house, or can you smoke it anywhere?
Hello. Hi, this is Nice. How can I help you?
Hey, hello. How you doing?
Hey, how's it going?
What's up? I'm asking. We're from Illinois, and we don't have legalized medical marijuana here. And I'm saying, if you have a prescription for marijuana in California, where are you allowed to smoke it?
In your residence.
Just in your house, right? You can't drive. You can't do it in your car, right?
Nope.
You can't, and you have to be indoors or in your backyard, or I mean.
In your backyard, as long as you're on your own property.
So you can do it the front porch, backyard, in the house, any of that.
As long as you're on your own property, you can medicate.
Are you allowed to drive after you smoke it, or are you under the influence? Do they consider it under the influence?
You can get a DUI if you are medicated and driving.
Really? And the prescriptions, when the doctors fill out a prescription, do they fill out an amount? Like, when I get a prescription, I have knee problems, so they give me anti-inflammatories. They fill it out, and they end up getting, like, 30 pills. Is there a percentage that they get, or does the prescription, like, is it a month's
worth? It's a prescription, and you are allowed to govern what you need for medication.
So they say that, yes, this person needs pot, and then they bring it in, and they say, and so there's no amount that the doctor fills in?
No.
Wow. So what's the most that a person can get, like, in a month?
It depends totally on the club.
Really? Oh, so the clubs. So the place where they buy it will set the limits themselves.
Yes.
Wow.
And the state has their own limit as well.
And, as compared to buying it illegally to legally, is there a price difference? What is it? I mean, what's more expensive?
What do you mean?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't know what it costs. I don't use, so I don't know what it costs. But, like, in order to buy it from a store, does it cost more than it would be to buy it off some guy in the street?
Wouldn't be able to tell you. Everything is different. You just can't. I have no idea what's going on in the street.
Last but not least, do they still have guys selling it in the street, or do people just buy it from the shops now?
Well, there's never going to be somebody not selling something on the street.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
That's true.
There's no way. There's not going to be. There's always going to be something. As long as there's demand, there's going to be somebody selling something.
And what is? And you guys sell it? What's the store like next door to you guys? What do they sell?
A bunch of different meds. It all depends.
Really?
They have different kinds of everything.
What about? Does anybody have a bakery nearby or anything?
No, not near here.
I would put like a brownie shop or some kind of bakery right next door. I would think you could get a lot of business.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Something that sold munchies, right?
I'm sure there would be.
I'm just saying. All right, listen, Mike, we thank you for being on. I know you guys sound busy. We'll let you go. I thank you. And happy 420 day. Are you guys celebrating the 420 day?
We are.
All right. Are you have like special prizes or something?
Medicate on, sir.
Medicate on, my friend. Thank you for being on with us.
Thank you.
There you go. The Nuggetry in San Diego. Well,
I like the way they exchange the word high to medicate.
Right.
To make it sound, you know, low.
When you want to get your medication on, dude.
Yeah, I'm just getting my...
It's all right. Let me get this right. You can only smoke it in your house. You can get a DUI. All right? They still have people selling it illegally. And, yes, they're having specials... because of the 420 day. And no, nobody has a bakery nearby. Gully, there you go. There's our business.
Yep, let's do it.
We need to open up a bakery.
You need to keep me away so I don't need the profits.
We need to open up brownie shops next door to places where they sell a pot.
Yep, you have to also realize indeed. I will eat a significant amount of the profits.
That would be awesome.
It would be great.
Chubby Ray's Brownie Shop. Just be pictures of me and you with our thumbs up going, eee!
Yay! Eat our cakes.
Like we're sitting on a brownie floating on a sea of love. Hey! Who has two thumbs and loves brownies? This guy!
make an iPhone app so where you find the dispensary, you find a cake shop.
That's a brilliant idea.
A little picture of a weed symbol with a cake.
We want to copyright that idea right now. we're going to make an iPhone app that tells you where the nearest bakery is in comparison to the medical marijuana shop.
You're only two swipes away from a muffin.
My God, that's brilliant. Good Lord, Watson, I think you've got it. By Jove.
By Jove, sir. I think we're onto something.
Well, there you go. For all your pot answers. I hope we answered questions.
We filled them in.
Yes.
Many of which the suggestions we made probably have been forgotten already, seeing those full 20 days.
Right. Yeah, they forgot.
They don't even know why they're here.
Dude, I can swear someone called.
At least our idea won't get...
By the way, the other girl still waiting on hold.
She's like, whoa, what's this thing here with the light on?
I'm so wasted. Good God. We barely have time to do a couple more stories or take a phone call. Let's take a call. All right? Hi, you are on the one and only Chubby Ray Live Show. Hello.
Yes, hello, Mr. Lytle.
Oh,
Good morning. Nick for the USA of America.
It sounds like Cookie Monster.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the one and only Hillbilly Joe.
Boo. Boo.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
How you doing, Mr. Lytle? I don't know what the hell is going on with my left ear. I can't hear you too well, but...
Joe, where have you been? Where have you been? You were supposed to... Let's get this straight. You agreed to call the show every single Thursday, like a month ago, and you have not been heard from.
Yes.
You drop out.
Where have you been?
Drunk.
I've had a lot of personal deals going on, and... Are you there?
Yes, we're here.
420, okay. Joe.
What personal things have been going on, Joe?
Well, besides the new business,
besides
our taxes.
Did you say besides none of my business? What?
No, besides the new business.
Oh, your new business. Okay, all right. By the way, Joe's celebrating 420 by drinking 420 cans of beer. All right, yes, Joe?
Recycling?
Yeah, what else has been happening?
Apart from beer.
Shut up, you stupid fucking wannabe.
Boy, will you please answer the question?
That's what's me, right? No. Don't even try that.
Here we go.
He is talking garbage, and I'm trying to talk to you personally and a good friend.
What else has been going on in your life?
Lying in the gutter.
Pretty much. And the reason why I'm calling this tonight, I want to apologize to you, Mr. Lytle.
Oh, thank you.
Not calling in a couple weeks ago on the Thursday when I said I could.
Because I wrote this. I wrote the current events quiz the last, 3 weeks.
It was in the drunk tank.
And you haven't called. I felt like Linus in the freaking pumpkin patch on the Charlie Brown Halloween special. As these guys were telling me, he's never going to call.
It would have took him anyway, so.
They're telling me he's never, the Great Pumpkin's never going to come. Great Pumpkin's never going to come. And here I am. Here I am waiting. And waiting, and you never show up, and I end up looking like an imbecile. Thank you for that.
No. You didn't look like
nothing I love more than looking like a fool.
I'm sorry, I had something that came up that I needed to take care of. Right,
what was that?
Yeah, you vomiting in the gutter.
What was it that came up?
You see, Mr. Lytle, that I'm trying to somewhat be nice with his little smart-ass wannabe comments.
I just wish you'd answer the question. What came up? What came up?
Going through at that time.
Are you and your wife having marital problems? Joe?
Anyway, Mr. Light, we were sitting there talking to our lawyer, and...
You know, you meet with your lawyer more than.
You want to know why, Mr. Lytle?
Because
you're going through bankruptcy.
Okay.
Okay, look, you stupid son of a bitch. Now, don't fuck with me, okay? I'm trying to be nice, Mr. Lytle. Now, shut your goddamn wannabe ass up. and okay. Be quiet, okay?
Okay, Joe. Please continue.
Yes.
Right. Now then shut your goddamn mouth
he
up and let
stopped.
Me talk.
Will you please? All right. So you were going. You and your wife, you were filing for bankruptcy and starting a new business all in the same week.
No, we were the actually going through the bankruptcy, right. Going through all the paperwork and everything.
Okay.
And it was taking us about 2 weeks to sit there and go through all of that.
Right.
Shut up, you dumbass.
Okay. He hasn't said anything. He said nothing.
Well, I haven't said the thing, Joe.
All right.
You just fucking sat there and shut. You know what, dude? Right. You better shut up, dude. I'm swear. I'm not in a very goddamn.
He hasn't said anything.
Flagged. Has already been flagged. For don't even fuck with me, you bastard. Because I'm telling you what, I'm not in a very goddamn mood tonight.
Okay, Joe. Please continue.
You
I haven't said the thing.
Goddamn Englishman, take your ass and go back over to wherever the fuck you're supposed to be going at. And let me, Mr. talk like normal people.
Absolutely. He's in Liverpool, England, by the way.
I don't give a rat's ass where the hell he's at. In Illinois, in Liverpool, England,
absolutely.
In Jupiter. Ain't they got that goddamn cloud that where he can't fucking see? So shut the hell up!
Go for you, Joe. Are you on the second stage?
I said shut the hell up.
Okay.
Is it so
I'm going to talk to my goddamn friend here and tell him where the hell I've been at. Now you shut the fuck up with that ass. Do you understand me, you stupid son of a bitch? You fat fuck sucker. Shut up.
Don't cry, Joe.
Shut the hell up.
Please
don't cry.
All right, so Joe.
Shut up. Not you, you want to be.
All right. So, Joe, and how are the children?
They're not too bad. Honest little situation that we had today with some bunch of dumb goddamn niggers.
Oh, Joe!
Oh, come on, Joe. Can't
good
say that.
Good Lord, Joe.
I told you to shut the hell up.
Joe.
I don't want to hear your damn mouth.
Let's not get racist.
I'm not goddamn racist, but when they started starting on my kid on a goddamn bus, them dumb niggers need to be hot.
All right. Well,
okay,
Joe, you've been a wonderful guy.
Shut up, you dumb son of a bitch. I told you I am not listening to you. Now
okay,
shut
Joe.
Up. I'm talking to Mr. Lytle, not you.
Well, Joe, okay, you sound like life's treating you well.
It sounds like a good life.
It's been pretty good, Mr. Lytle. It actually has been. We knew all this deal with putting a flag on our taxes and stuff like that to hold our business out. We already knew about that. You know what I mean? Which is no big deal. You know, hey, you know, we knew about it, but that's why we got a lawyer. He's taking care of the legal business on
how
that.
How is the porno website you and your wife have? How's Miss Kitty's Playground?
Right now, I can't talk about that. That's in.
Plug it, Joe.
Wait a minute. You serious? Wait a minute. You can't talk about the website?
No, not right now. I can't.
Does it still exist?
Yes, it still exists, but it's in legal action right now.
Kelly, go over there and check it out. Wait a minute. It's in legal action?
You can go over to MissKittysPlayground.com. You can look. You can try to look. You can get on the, try to look at the pictures. You can't. You can't sign up.
Wait a
you
minute.
Can,
someone suing you? Is someone suing
doesn't
you?
Doesn't matter.
There are now up to four
you
videos.
Shut the fuck up, you retarded wannabe!
Joe, is somebody suing you for being on the webpage or something?
No, we're actually suing our web designer.
Oh.
It's the Burger King, man.
So you're suing the web designer?
No, we're suing your fucking mother, you dumbass.
Wait, Joe, I'm trying to get to the bottom of this. I'm trying to get to the bottom of this.
Then tell him to shut the hell up. Tell him to shut up and I'll talk to you like a normal person.
You and your wife's porno website, MissKittysPlayground.com.
Yeah.
You're suing someone.
We're suing our web designer,
why,
yes.
Are you still getting money from this site?
Right now, no.
So that's why you're suing him.
What he done?
He's keeping the money.
I plead the fifth because anything I say can and will hurt me in a court of law.
There, you've got pictures between Kitty and a guy named Toe Tag on your website.
Wait a minute.
Why do you call him Toe Tag?
Let me.
And Ramalot.
And Ramalot.
Yeah, Lady Quagmire as well.
Yeah.
That's all I say about that quirk.
So, Joey, you're not the hungry...
You shut the fuck up!
Let me explain.
You don't want to be famous, okay? You definitely don't want to be famous. Shut your ass up.
Let me explain.
Mr. Rules of radio.
All right, so people
you take all your shit, put it through Mr. Lido. You will ask me the questions. You shut the fuck up. I will answer it, and then you'll know it. So be quiet.
Absolutely. So people that don't know, Joe and his wife have a porno website. A bunch of guys come over and bang Joe's wife, and Joe videotapes it and takes pictures of it, and then he puts it on the webpage, and people pay to look at pictures of the webpage, but
and
he's
video.
Suing someone and video. So but I'm looking at some of the people that have videos and Kitty and Bob Ramalot, and Bob is wearing a Jason mask and holding a mic, holding a knife, excuse me.
Well, I'm not even on it, am I? That's us.
Kitty and Big Daddy, there's some obese guy banging your wife there.
Yeah, hold on.
Kitty and...
I'm trying to go... God damn it.
Kitty and Toe Tag. There's, why do they call the guy Toe Tag, Joe?
Is
hold
he dead?
On, I'm trying to go up to the goddamn thing.
You don't know. You're the one that took the pictures. Why do you call the guy Toe Tag?
Because he's dead.
Hold on. I'm. Yeah, your mama's a fucking dead.
Oh, please answer the question.
Necrophilia, Joe. All right. It's illegal.
I'm where you're at, Mr. Lawler. Shut up, damn it!
Why do they call him Toe Tag?
The gentleman who's in those pictures.
Yes. The gentleman in the pictures, yes.
Well, you promised me one thing. That jackass won't say nothing.
Well,
I'll
please don't say anything so you can answer the questions.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, Joe.
No. I want yes or no from me.
He said he will not speak. He said he won't speak.
Dick going,
All right. He will not speak.
Yes or no from
Joe,
the dumbass.
Why do they call the guy Toe Tag?
I want a yes or no from the dumbass.
Gully, will you please be quiet?
Yes, I'll be quiet.
Thank you.
Go on, Joe.
Thank you, Gully. Go ahead, Joe. Why do they call him Toe Tag?
It's because he's an ex-military guy, and that was his nickname in the military.
Oh, it's a very boring story.
Yes.
I could tell you more, but I'm sorry. But with your bald-headed geek on the side, I'm not going to tell you the whole story.
Well, I was hoping it'd be a good
story. You know what the funny part of it is, though, too?
What?
Besides what's on the site, it's got, I mean, you go to the picture, you know, you got three, and then, you know.
Who's the most well-endowed guy that's banging your wife on the website?
It's certainly not him.
The most endowed, the one who she likes the best.
Well, which one's the most endowed? Who was the most well hung guy?
Probably. Toe Tag.
Toe Tag was well endowed. Now, which one, when you tickled, I know you tickle all the men's taints, which one had the most ticklish taint?
Hold on. Because there's less videos than pictures, so I have to go back and forth. Hold on.
So you're trying to, because you yourself like, Joe, for those who don't know, Joe likes to tickle the guy's taint while they're banging his wife.
And sometimes if Kitty's tired, he finishes them off.
Right.
Oh, no, let me take this back. Between Bob Ramalot.
Bob Ramalot, very ticklish taint.
That's her best, guys.
Really? Right, that's what she likes the best.
Yes.
All right. Well, there you go.
The Bob Ramalot videos is not for me.
Wait a minute. Bob Ramalot is not... You're not taking the videos?
No. I was there, but they're not my videos.
You're not Bob Ramalot, are you?
Hell no.
Oh, okay.
I ain't got that big of a penis.
I'm sorry, what?
I don't have that big of a penis.
Okay.
Why I didn't think it has any balls.
Not my penis.
I try not to think about your penis.
I'm going to give you two choices. Who do you think?
I don't know.
the Kitty and Bob-a-Ramla video. Trust me, right? You knowing.
Was it your best friend Luigi?
Yep.
And you were taking the pictures, I bet.
No, he was taking them too.
Right. And where were you when this was going on?
What, I was.
Were you whacking it in the corner?
Oh, bitch! Next door is away from the deals.
Were you whacking it? Were you whacking it in the corner watching?
It was chained in the basement, right?
And I see Kitty and the Dimply Blonde. Is that a lesbian thing now?
No, she's bi.
Is there a guy in that one, or just your wife and some other chick?
No, that's just her. That's just two girls.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, look, she has a tattoo on her breast. That's very fitting, yeah. Isn't it?
Very ladylike.
I think they missed putting the tramp stamp on, and they got it on the tit.
Well, Joe, it sounds like, but you're not getting any money from the site because of that. Is that why you're suing the guy?
Not with a legal action. I'll tell you what. So me personally, I would say watch the Kitty and Richard.
Okay, but if anybody Kitty, buys this okay. stuff, if people Kitty buy this Jason stuff.
And a Kitty and Bob Ramelot. That's right. Your three best videos.
So, but if somebody buys it and you're not getting the money, why would you want them to buy it if you have to sue the guy?
Because that's why we've stopped everything, and that's why we're in a legal issue.
Because he's keeping the money. Is that what's going on? Web guy's keeping the money.
So all $15 of it.
He's not finishing what was doing, what was supposed to have been done. He's not finishing it.
Well, I wish you luck.
He's not fulfilling the contract.
Right.
What we all signed.
Well, I wish
and
you
luck. And be honest, right? Yeah. You know who our contract guy what is.
I have no idea.
Or was. And you know him.
All right, I don't know who that is. I don't know. Oh, there you go. So, Joe, thanks for showing everybody. Everybody in the chat room, thanks you for letting them find out what the word taint is. A lot of people didn't know what the word taint is.
Oh, the taint is that nice little, soft little small deal between a guy's ass and his balls or a woman's butthole. Or right below. I mean, it tastes really good.
All right, that's enough. Thank you, Joe. It's great. You know what? I'm glad you're on the show. You haven't called for a while.
Well, yeah. Like I said, I've been really busy. And we've been having a lot of personal deals. We had to sit there and get taken care of legal action. I figured, you know what? It's blah blah blah. Call in.
He has been getting drunk.
And you're a dumbass motherfucker. And you know what? It's BJ Sister!
You're watching. Ladies and gentlemen, on today's show, we learned what a taint is. Hope you kids enjoyed today's show. On tomorrow's show, we're going to learn about autoerotic asphyxiation. I know you kids will like that one. That'll be fun to talk about.
Yes, grasshopper.
Listen to that one. You gotta leave. I gotta go watch my daughter's second grade play with fresh thoughts. With fresh thoughts of Joe tickling taints in my head. Oh, that's lovely. We're back tomorrow, 4:30 p.m. Central here every single day. Thanks for listening. And check it out, Chubby Ray Live at ChubbyRay.com. The podcast will be up in just a little bit. And we'll talk to you guys tomorrow. So long, everybody. Say goodbye, Gully.
Smoke him if you got him.
Teddy Bogles. Bye-bye, everybody.